Welcome to this special report on European World War III preparedness. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. I'm the author of Resilient Prepping. That's a free downloadable audiobook at resilientprepping.com. Now, I touched on this in my Thursday podcast a little bit, but I wanted to go into more detail. Both Germany and Switzerland have announced to their citizens and to their businesses that they need to be prepared for a collapse of their power grid and even for nuclear war or cyber warfare attacks, basically a collapse of their infrastructure. Germany's interior minister is urging its citizens to start stockpiling supplies. So all of a sudden, the European governments are wanting their citizens to become preppers, even though, of course, being a prepper has been mocked by socialists and radical leftists and governments all this time. So now suddenly it's okay to be a prepper, I guess, because Germany is telling its citizens to stockpile food and medicine and also urging the government to reopen nearly 600 nuclear bomb shelters that were built in Germany over the last many decades since World War II, all the way through the Cold War, by the way. And in Switzerland, they've sent out a brochure, an official government brochure, to 30,000 top companies telling them that there are going to be power grid outages, but they don't make any mention of why that is. Of course, the reason why is because Switzerland has ended its neutrality, and Switzerland depends on Russian energy for some portion, especially indirectly, to be able to purchase natural gas and oil and other fossil fuels in order to run its country. So Switzerland, and of course also Germany and other NATO nations, Poland and Austria and so on, they depend very heavily, in some cases almost entirely, on Russian energy, and all of that is being blocked because of the economic sanctions against Russia and then Russia demanding payment in rubles. But we've also heard unconfirmed rumors that up to 10 European countries are currently buying energy in rubles, but trying to do so on the down low so that they don't appear to be going against NATO and the USA, which wants everybody to, of course, boycott Russian energy. But if you boycott Russian energy, your domestic power grid shuts down, and that's exactly what Switzerland is warning its own businesses and civilians to be prepared for. Now, it's pretty rare that governments tell their citizens to start stockpiling supplies and get ready for power grid failures, especially among, you know, wealthy first world nations. That's not something that you hear very frequently. And the reason is because government likes to portray itself as infallible, as the provider of a reliable, sustainable society. That if you want to have a business, you want to have a job, you want to participate in modern society, government likes to pretend that they provide the infrastructure, the power grid, the financial system, the roads, the logistics infrastructure, everything. And yet what we're seeing now is the failure of these governments, and this is going to have huge consequences as citizens around the world lose faith in their governments. Now, this is only going to be exacerbated by what's already being experienced, of food inflation and fuel inflation, as those prices are going ballistic everywhere around the world. And at the same time, food scarcity is going to strike Europe first before it hits America. So the European countries are not only facing sky-high food inflation right now, they're also just on the edge of having real severe sustained food scarcity. And this is going to cause a lot of civil unrest, a lot of uprisings. The people are going to get very angry in countries like Germany and Switzerland and Poland and the UK and France and so on. Actually, they're already pretty angry in France for other reasons, such as the recent rigged election. But we're talking about Western Europe is going to be in an uprising. Probably this summer, maybe July timeframe, something like that. Western Europe is going to be on fire, you could say. I mean, not every area, but I mean, there will be riots and there will be some fires and there will be anger and unrest. So when I say on fire, I mean it sort of symbolically. But Western Europe's going to be on fire late summer, and then America is going to be on fire in the second half of this year, towards the fall. So I'm thinking, you know, September, October timeframe, that's when the food scarcity and the food inflation really hits hard in America. But getting back to Western Europe, the question becomes, how does Western civilization survive the lack of energy? If they're going to boycott, I mean, and the EU is trying to boycott all Russian oil and natural gas and fossil fuels from Russia completely. And a lot of these countries are looking at that and saying, man, that's economic suicide. Because you can't run the factories in Germany or Switzerland or Poland, wherever. You can't run the factories without electricity. And if you don't have, you know, natural gas, how do you have electricity? Because remember, Europe has largely abandoned nuclear power plants, not entirely, but they shut down a lot of the nuke plants. And then, of course, they've shut down their own fossil fuel infrastructure. You know, in order to be green and climate friendly, well, it is going to be climate friendly when they're no longer running their cities and they're no longer running their factories. I mean, sure, climate friendly in the sense that there will be no emissions because there'll be no one left alive, you know? And that's not a prediction that there'll be no one left alive, but that specific statement is more of an illustration. I mean, yeah, there will still be people left alive, but there's going to be a lot of people dying. And the only way to get to zero emissions is to have zero population, which, of course, is the goal of, well, the globalists and the whole depopulation agenda. So, as I predicted before, they're not going to reach their goal of zero population, but they will manage to exterminate probably between 1 and 2 billion people on our planet. And it looks like a lot of those people are going to be in Western Europe. And this is if it doesn't even go full-scale nuke exchange with Russia. And that's a possibility that looks increasingly more likely with every passing day. It looks like Russia is going to, at some point, have to launch some kind of maybe a tactical battlefield nuke into potentially Poland or other staging areas where Western and NATO forces are gathering tanks and personnel and command posts and artillery units and things like that. And Russia has put out this warning to NATO nations saying, if you keep sending over these weapons here to this theater of war, we're going to destroy them, and that it is a legitimate target from the point of view of Russia. Well, if NATO and the U.S. keep sending munitions and weapons into that theater, at some point Russia is going to probably retaliate with a battlefield nuclear weapon, I mean a tactical nuke. And then there'll be a retaliation from the West of, you know, how to respond to that. Will the West unleash nuclear weapons against Russia and try to strike infrastructure targets or even civilian targets in Russia? You know, try to hit major Russian cities like Moscow with things like nuclear weapons? Well, if so, then Russia's response would be even more of an escalation. And Russia could respond with just wholesale end of the world nuke attacks or EMP weapons against Western Europe and also the United States. So you see, if Russia launches a battlefield tactical nuke that's a relatively small yield, let's say, 100 kilotons or something, that is restraint on the part of Russia. That's a lot of restraint. But if the West retaliates against that with an escalation, then Russia can take the escalation even higher to the end of the world thermonuclear war global fallout situation that just destroys life for everybody. And is Russia willing to go there? Well, it depends on how much they think they're threatened in terms of an existential threat by NATO and the United States and, Western European nations. So yes, that scenario is most definitely likely. That scenario can happen. So this is why I think Germany and Switzerland are urging their citizens to get prepared, because they know that a nuclear exchange is possible. It's not just about the power grid going down. It's the fact that this is almost certainly headed into nuclear war or an EMP attack from Russia, which would take down the power grid of Western European nations. So it is absolutely not a good scenario. nothing is looking good about where this is going. And Western Europe is clearly running itself on some kind of an economic suicide mission. The decision makers that run the EU or run Germany or run the UK are just the most insanely suicidal, anti-logic, anti-reason, anti-peace. They're just warmongering death cultists who seem to want to maximize damage against their own countrymen and women. It's truly insane. So if you're in Western Europe listening to this, you should probably heed the warnings and you should probably get prepared, because it's going to get freaking ugly just to be able to survive what's coming. You know, the currency collapse as well as the escalation with Russia is going to take a lot of preparedness. And those who are not preppers are not going to fare very well in what's coming. If you want to get prepared, learn about it for free, download my free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. It's available now at resilientprepping.com. And don't forget about my other book, Survival Nutrition. That's at survivalnutrition.com. And of course, watch my channel for interviews and more podcasts at brighttown.com. My channel there is HR Report, which stands for Health Ranger Report. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Get ready. God bless you. Take care.